going to make him crack little nuts. Then he won't have to open his mouth quite so wide.
What a very thoughtful young lady. Oh, here we go again.
I want my go now.
Why do I have a bad feeling about this?
Have a nut, nutcracker.
Oh, please, not another one.
And now this one.
Oh, walnuts now.
And another one.
Now stop it.
He's a nutcracker, isn't he?
Yeah.
Well, I want some nuts crack.
You'll hurt him.
Oh, nonsense. Besides, a nutcracker that can't crack a few little nuts ought to be ashamed of itself.
Please. Now say what you've done. Yeah.
It's only a couple of teeth.
Oh, all right for you, to talk.
But his jaw's gone all wobbly. Oh, my poor dear Nutcracker. Give him to me.
Mary, don't touch.
It's all right, Nutcracker. I won't let them hurt you again.
Give him back, Mary. I'll make him go on cracking nuts until all his teeth fall out. If need be, till his jaw drops off.
Oh, some Christmas this is turning out to be.
Leave him alone.
Call himself a nutcracker. He hasn't got a decent tooth in his head.
I must say, I think Fred's right. What's the use of a nutcracker that doesn't crack? And if he really were a soldier, well, then he'd expect to get a few wounds in the course of duty.
Papa!
I said Mary could look after the nutcracker, and since he obviously needs looking after, I'm putting him in her care. And nobody is to interfere. Besides, I'm surprised at you, Fred. You should know that a wounded soldier is never sent back to the front line.
Here, I'll keep all your teeth, and maybe we can put them back in again.
It's not just the teeth, it's the jaw.
And your poor jaw. Here, I'll use this pretty little ribbon for my dress and tie it up.
That'll stop him cracking nuts altogether.
There. Does that feel better?
Sort of, I suppose.
And now I'll wrap you up in my handkerchief, so you won't catch a chill.
You're silly.
Go away.
Fred, play with your soldiers and let Mary be.
But it's only an old nutcracker, isn't it, Godpa Drosselmeyer?
I must confess, I really can't imagine why Mary has taken to such an ugly little fellow.
He's not ugly. And if you were dressed as smartly as my little nutcracker, I think you would look as handsome as he does.
I'm not actually sure that's a compliment.
Mary.
Now, you mustn't be unkind to Godpapa Drosselmeyer. Not when he's brought you such a lovely Christmas present.
I'm sorry, Godpapa.
That clock of yours is wrong.
Oh, it always is. It loses several minutes every day.
Then you should let me fix it.
I wish you could get rid of that ugly old owl carved on top.
Owls are wise birds, dear lady. Anyway, I must be getting along home. I wish you all a very happy Christmas. Even you, Master Nutcracker.
Goodbye, Godpapa. Happy Christmas.
Compliments of the season.
We'll see you to the door, Godpapa.
And now I'll put you to bed.
Oh, I certainly wouldn't mind a little lie down.
Where's Master Nutcracker going to sleep?
With my dolls in a toy cupboard, of course.
Oh, how undignified.
I'll open the glass doors. Oh. And then I can put you inside. There. Now then, Nutcracker dear. This is Miss Gertrude, who always lived here.
How do you do?
Nasty common wooden thing.
And this is Miss Clara, who just arrived today.
Nice to meet you.
Yes, it's quite a pretty little place. I think I might stay. Who invited you? I was perfectly happy here. Now the whole world's moving in. If I were you, Miss Gertrude, I think you're...